Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Smile at me and ease the pain, because it's always sunny in the studio when Eldon Scott from Sunny Barbecue is here.
Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
You know, it talks about the rain. It's a little rainy today, but it's always okay. Sunny is when I'm here with you on Fridays.
Always sunny in the studio when we talk about Sunny's Barbecue. And you have a special guest who just happens to be one of my favorite people in the world. So it was a lovely surprise.
I thought you might know who it was.
So don't keep us in suspense.
Yeah, so today we got a special guest, Mr. Jeff Elbert with the ALS Association. And so excited to have you here. We've got a big event coming up next week and excited to be a part of it.
Be a supporter of it, yeah.
Be a supporter of it with it.
Welcome, Jeff. It's great to see you.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know I love seeing him in the studio with the headphones and the whole deal. This is great. I know a whole other adventure for us.
Indeed.
Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit before we get to that event, because that's coming up and we'll definitely get to that. But let's talk about Sonny's Barbecue and all your locations and where people can find you. Big weekend this weekend.
Big weekend.
With lots of college football, lots of tailgating and watch parties. So take advantage and have barbecue at your watch party.
There you go.
That's what I'm thinking.
Take advantage of those wings. Go to sonnyscatering.com. If you hadn't heard about it, it's 50 wings for $49.99. It's a great deal for those tailgates, for those parties. You want to take advantage of those. Get those slow-smoked wings. They're delicious. Like I said, every time. What are you doing with your life if you've not had these slow-smoked wings? They're so good. And for all your tailgates and parties, your catering needs, definitely take advantage of that. Sonny'sCatering.com. You can go there and place that order for those wings. The barbecue meatballs, so good.
I tell you what. Okay, so where are you located?
Yeah, we have four locations here in the News Radio listenership. So we have our first location, and we're going to do it. I said it last week. We're going to start in reverse order because I always start on the other side of town. But we're going to start over on Shelley Road this week.
Okay.
So our location there, right off of Pine Forest. It's just south of I-10. You go under that bridge there. There's a Waffle House, McDonald's, and then there's the Sonny's right there. So it's kind of a little off the road there, so you got to swing back through there. But great location. Our head pitmaster there, Chris Townsend, does a phenomenal job. So y'all go pay them a visit and check out that Sonny's location. All of our locations do have a drive-through, and this is Meg's favorite. I know she's got two of her favorite people in the studio today.
That's without a doubt.
You know, but we got to talk about her two favorite deals. So every Monday, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches in the drive-thru. So that location at Pine Forest Road, swing through there, grab that deal. And then every Saturday, kids and grandkids eat free. So that's where I used to, when my kids were little, that was our Sonny's, when we'd go and take advantage of that, give kids eat free. So
I love that.
Right,
I just think that's great.
And we'd go right there. So yeah, that's a great, great opportunity to have a little family time on Saturday, bring those kiddos out, give them some slow smoke barbecue. They love those baby back ribs and that mac and cheese.
And iced tea.
Can't forget that Sonny's sweet iced tea.
And don't forget the happy hour now for the folks, for the parents.
The happy hour. And then we buy one, get one free, draft beers all day, every day. But then we also got a special right now. We got $2 draft beers during every football game.
Oh,
so
wow.
All season long, that's going to roll into February. So if there's a football game on the TV in the bar, you get a $2 draft beer. So if you don't want to, that's fine. You get one for $2. That's a great deal.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
That is.
Oh, well, Jeff just woke up over there. Hello, Jeff.
There we go.
You had me at beer.
At beer, okay. So if I think I didn't even introduce you. Eldon Scott, who is the chief kindness officer for Sonny's Barbecue, is here. He comes and visits us every Friday. And with him is Jeff Albert, good friend of mine, who is also, I guess you have a big title now, yes, with ALS Foundation?
Yeah, I am on the advisory committee for the state of Florida.
Yes. So that's a very big deal, and we're so proud of you because the ALS Foundation does so much good in the world. It's one of my favorite organizations. So Sonny's is helping out now with the upcoming ALS CEO Soak.
Yep. So we're going to do the CEO Soak. So found out that you don't actually have to be a CEO if you just want to support. So I did do technically have a C title as the Chief Kindness Officer
that's
for
true.
Sonny's Barbecue.
That's true.
And so found out through that about this through Island Times. I saw them. They had posted it, and another person from Leap, that's a fellow class member, was also signed up. And I said, you know what? Let's go ahead and do it. Let's hop in. So excited to help, and got a post out on my personal Facebook page. So if I've ever made you smile, you ever enjoyed some slow smoke barbecue and said, hey, how can I pay you back, Eldon? Go to my Facebook page, Eldon Scott, E-L-D-E-N Scott, and there's a link there. You can go directly to my fundraising page and help me 5, 10, 20, 1,000, who knows?
Whatever you want to donate.
It all matters. It all counts. It all goes to the big pot. And Jeff, there's a fundraising goal. What was the fundraising goal?
The goal this year is $55,000.
Awesome. Okay. What did we make last year?
We made 43 last year.
Which is great.
Today we're up to 49,753.
Yay! Oh, that's so exciting.
Already.
And Eldon, it's a little known fact, but Meg across the table from me helped me bring that event to Pensacola Beach 4 years ago.
We really wanted to make it happen, and it was one of those things that it all kind of started. We all probably remember the ice bucket challenge, right? When people were throwing
ice
buckets.
That's exactly what my post said this morning. Hey, you remember the ice bucket challenge?
So this is something that evolved out of that, and it's just such a great idea because essentially we got the Pensacola Beach Fire Department to agree to help us out. So they come out with the truck with the big fire hoses. Hello. And then we were able to get different people as the past president CEO of the chamber. I was one of the, I was going to say victim, but volunteers.
Voluntold,
essentially. And we got the other CEOs from the other chambers to come out, some other CEOs from other companies. And now tell us, it's really open to anyone that wants to raise money. You kind of get people to pledge on your behalf. We come out. You want to describe? I don't know if I should describe it or not, because I was overprepared last year.
Well, the fun part about this event, and as Meg said, it came about from the Ice Bucket Challenge, which was the first viral charity event ever.
Was it really? Well, that makes sense. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Now
it was 2010, so it's been 15 years.
Gosh.
But what we do, and it's at Casino Beach at the volleyball courts, as Meg said, the fire department comes out, they hose the CEOs who have, and community organizers, like Eldon said, it's not just CEOs, it's volunteers, it's teams.
Different groups. We had different other groups, that other charities,
several,
other nonprofits,
different
people.
Organizations. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And instead of an ice bucket, they get blasted by a fire hose at 3,000 gallons a minute.
Well, I've done it. I've been hosed, so to speak.
And Meg, it's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water fast. So the first year I was a little oblivious. I came came out in my little CEO outfit.
Yeah.
Hello. Last year I got smart. So I had my snorkel, my mask.
I saw the picture.
I was totally prepared for the experience. So I recommend that highly, Eldon, this year.
Yeah.
Snorkel and mask makes a difference.
I don't know if I can wear a snorkel and mask with a hat, though. That's going to be
It could be challenging, but I'm telling you, it will be worth it.
Yeah.
When that 3,000 gallons of water comes at you.
That hat might be off your head.
That hat might go.
Yeah, you may not. Yeah. I don't know if you want to wear the hat.
There was a time we did the ship commissioning when the USS McCool was here. And
right.
So we were out there on the patio, the deck right there next to the ship. And it was so windy, it just blew the hat right off. So we were literally me and like a couple of the captains that were we were, you know, talking with, chasing the hat down the side of the dock of the Navy ship. So we might have the same scenario play out.
Well, it's happening on Pensacola Beach. And what's the date this year? It's
Tuesday, September 30th.
What time?
It is right before bands on the beach. So
oh,
you can,
perfect.
You can double your fun. You can come out around 5:30, watch the people get soaked by the fire hose, and then segue right into the bands on the beach.
That sounds like fun. Our sister station will be there. I believe Cat Country's coming out. Brent usually comes out for this, and so I saw him last year.
He's our MC. Yep,
he's the MC. And it really is a fun event, but with all the kidding and fun aside, it's a very serious cause. And I would love, Jeff, if you would tell us a little bit about ALS and how you got involved, because I know it's a personal story for you.
It is. ALS stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. That's hard to say three times in a row, but basically it's commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a disease that kills your motor neurons. So you lose your ability to walk, to move your arms, to swallow, and eventually to breathe. And it's a 100% fatal disease. We are making progress, but we still have a long way to go. And this money that we raise goes to several things. Number one is advocacy to the government.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the ALS Association has a worker in every meeting at the multidisciplinary clinics. My dad in 2018 felt like his knee was weak.
Mm-hmm.
And in a month, he could barely walk. And within 5 months, he passed away.
Mm.
It can be that quick and that severe. Average lifespan is between 1 and 3 years.
Once you have the diagnosis?
Once you have the diagnosis.
And the thing that's so heartbreaking about it is that there are other diseases out there where people will lose their mental capacity, but not with this one. And that's, I think, one of the things that's really, really challenging, is because you start to lose your motor skills and your ability to speak sometimes, to breathe, and yet your mind is still there.
And I feel like one of the harshest things about this disease is your pain nerves live.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel pain, you feel hurt, but you can't move or do anything about it. And
right.
That makes it just heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. But I would like to, it's not all bad news.
Right.
The good news is when my father came down with ALS in 2018, the closest place to get treatment of any sort was in Gainesville, 7 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And as anyone knows, if you can't move, it's hard to do a 7-hour trip.
Oh, gosh.
This past May, a multidisciplinary clinic opened in Mobile, Alabama, just 50 miles away.
Oh, fantastic.
And that is achieved through these fundraisers and advocacy to our state and national government. So, you know, you guys can help by helping us raise money so that one day our main hope is to have a clinic in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm. That would be ideal, wouldn't it?
But
now having it in Mobile makes it so much better. Oh, my goodness. So that's great progress.
That is great progress.
Great progress. And in terms of the disease itself, there's no cure at this point?
There is no cure at this point. The Ice Bucket Challenge opened up money, which opened up a lot of research. There's mm-hmm. now 3 FDA-approved drugs. All they do is extend lifespan on average 3 months, which is, a little heartbreaking, unless in 3 months you have a wedding to go to or a birthday mm-hmm. or something important in your life. As right. we all know, every day counts for all of us.
Yes.
So if we can extend, 3 months of quality life for an ALS patient, it's worth it. And we're making progress. There's a huge amount of research that's being done, and there's a lot of drugs in the pipeline. So hopefully, our goal is to cure this disease. But until then, our goal is to make people who suffer from it as comfortable and happy as possible.
Okay. Well, I'm so proud of you. Eldon Scott has stepped up to be one of the Soakees. So if you want to support Eldon, you can go to his Facebook page and he'll have the information there, right?
Yeah.
And Sonny's Barbecue, thank you so much. This is one of the reasons why I love Sonny's Barbecue, because they always have their hands in the community helping out in so many different ways. Is it too late for someone if they wanted to participate as a Soakee?
We will have some buckets to do individual ice buckets there. Mm-hmm. So yes, the individuals can contribute. The actual fire hose soaks, we have 50 people, including 8 teams.
Which gosh, we started with like 5 people.
I know.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, I just got goosebumps. That's fantastic.
It also includes State Representative Michelle Salzman.
Oh, good for her.
So if you want to watch Michelle Salzman get soaked by a fire hose.
Good for her. That's
then
great.
Come on down.
That's great. Okay. So we have to always thank our sponsor for this, Sonny's Barbecue. Appreciate you bringing Jeff on the show today.
Absolutely. It's an important cause. It's one that I've known about for some time. My wife works at Sacred Heart Hospital. She actually does the test that diagnoses this. And so it always, anytime that she had run across one of these cases, it definitely, bothered her more, she does carpal tunnel testing, those types of things. So, so it's it is a sobering diagnosis.
Jeff, what are some symptoms that would be the early symptoms? Since this disease was not well known until recent years, and so now it's definitely, your awareness is working. People are becoming more aware. But just what are some of the early symptoms that people might have?
And I certainly don't want to alarm people, but because it is a relatively rare disease.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times it starts out with a tingling in your limbs, and then a weakness in your lower extremity muscles, typically for men. For women, and it's strange that it hits differently, but a lot of times women will have a little bit of difficulty swallowing pronouncing words. And they're pretty much have concluded it. ALS is very similar to cancer. There's not one. There's multiple types.
Okay, interesting.
And they've learned that through the money from the Ice Bucket Challenge. But before it was all Lou Gehrig's disease. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But so they're learning. And it progresses so quickly. And a lot of times they have a hard time diagnosis, because who wants to get that diagnosis?
Right.
So they're very cautious in their actual diagnosing it. Sometimes it's after death that they actually diagnose it as ALS.
And that's why, awareness is so important. I know, we've had them on Jess and Rally Foundation, that used to be more than 4. So they were able, and I think it's up to like 9% of national funding now goes towards childhood cancer research. So, as much as the fundraising part of it is, it's also the awareness and then the top of mind piece that, people understand this is going on. So that's why it's a sobering thing, but it's also, hey, let's have a little fun, bring some awareness, raise some funds.
Well, it's a fun event, I will tell you that, having been a participant. I think I'll enjoy watching this year.
There you go.
So we're talking with Jeff Elbert with ALS Foundation. And what's the website again?
It's www.als.org.
Okay.
The easiest way, if you just Google CEO Soak Pensacola, it'll take you right to our page.
And then you can donate. If you see somebody that's on there, you can go ahead and donate online.
Indeed.
Okay.
Including Eldon.
Yeah.
Well, we've got some time left here to talk about Sonny's Barbecue.
I actually set up a little forwarding domain so if you want to go to CKO,
okay.
Soak, S-O-A-K, .com, it'll take you directly to my Facebook post that I just made.
Oh, okay.
And you'll be able to find my direct donation page.
Excellent.
To help me hit my fundraising goals. So,
okay, excellent.
Yeah. So I know we're running out of time. I did bring a prize.
Okay,
but
did you want to do a giveaway today? You want to wait till next week?
You know what? We'll wait till next week.
We'll wait till next week.
We'll wait till next week.
Okay.
Just a little tease for make sure people start tuning in for next week. We didn't cover the rest of the locations. We talked about the one location.
The rest of the
so let's cover the rest of the locations. So we have our Navy Boulevard location. It's down there on Highway on Navy Boulevard. I'll get the right right street address. It's on Navy Boulevard, right at the end of Highway 98. We do have a banquet room there. We can host up to about 70 folks there. All those Christmas parties you got coming up, definitely get those scheduled. I don't say the dates are filling up, but the dates are filling up.
So, it's that time of year.
Go ahead and get on the calendar, and it is that time of year. So we can host up to about 75 people there. So get on that list if you need a banquet room. We don't charge for the banquet room, just the cost of the food. And we can do anything from, you know, appetizer style all the way up to prime rib and take care of your folks for whatever party you may need. Then we have our 9th Avenue location, which also does have a banquet room. We can host up to about 40-45 there. It's a little tight. You know, sometimes depending on the situation, we can sit people in what we call the back patio outside of the banquet room if you need a little overflow, and sometimes we're able to make that work. So, and then again, all those locations have drive through. That one is located across the street from 9th Avenue from Ashley Furniture. If you know where that Burger King is, the old Sonny's, when we've been here for 40 years, used to be across the street right there. Now we're kind of across the street behind the AutoZone, nice quaint location. And then we have our Pace, Florida location that is located on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store.
So what are the hours for all your stores?
Yeah, so every day, 7 days a week, we open at 10:45. And so on Sunday through Thursday, we are open until 9:30. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open until 10 p.m. where you can get that special, that BOGO special, you know,
good stuff.
Or if there's a game on, you get that $2 draft.
Yes, sir. And you also have a wonderful special going on this month for kids, right?
Yeah. So also we got to plug the app. So you need to go to sunniesbbq.com. Make sure you get that Sunny's app. Get it downloaded, start collecting rewards points all month long. I know we do it every Saturday. The kids eat free, but also through the rest of the September, I guess. Well, do we have another? Yes, we have a Monday and Tuesday left in September.
Yes, we do.
So go ahead and get that app. Take advantage of that on Monday or Tuesday. But you still want to get that app anyway. Why would you not get the app and get those extra bonus points so you can get more free slow smoke barbecue?
Well, get yourself some Sunnies and then head out to the beach for the CEO SoCon Tuesday.
Go. That sounds like a plan to me.
That'd be perfect. Okay, so the Sunnies app, and there is the fall menu.
Yeah, the fall menu. So if you've not had the pecan egg rolls, pie egg rolls yet.
So good.
I called them, when Jake was here, I called them the piece de resistance.
It's true.
They're so good.
So good.
So, you know, it's fall time, so we have that fall menu. The maple bacon turkey club sandwich is delicious. If you've not had that one, it's really good. The maple barbecue sauce, real sweet. Got that maple-y.
Every time you're here, I get hungry.
That's the whole point. 10:45, Meg. 10:45.
Okay. I know. I'm counting the minutes.
I know you got to be here till 11, though.
I do, but you know. It doesn't take long to get things wrapped up so I can get over there.
5 minutes down the road.
Yep.
We also do catering. Excited to be doing the 135th annual banquet for the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce tonight.
We'll be serving up
some slow smoke Sunny's
prime rib. Annual dinners tonight.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. Team's already working on it, getting things going, and it's going to be a great evening. It's just going to be fun. I'm excited about it.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
It's an annual tradition, and it's a chance to celebrate all good things in Pensacola.
That part.
Yes,
and cool kids
eat
say.
Well.
And eat well. Eat some good slow smoke Sunny's barbecue.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm so happy to see Jeff this morning, the ALS CEO Soaks coming up. So you said September 30th. In my mind, that's a month away, but it's not. It's Tuesday.
It's coming Tuesday.
4 days, Meg.
Gosh, I know. I just can't get my calendar in my mind.
And then it's the last quarter of the year. We got like 3 years, and then 2025 is gone. I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, how in the world
did this happen? I know.
Did it go
this is
from
great.
January to October?
Yeah.
And if we get enough listeners out there, I bet we can talk Meg into getting soaked yet again.
Oh, look, you're so bad. He is so, here comes the hook. I see it right now.
All right. 850-437-1620. If you want Meg to get in on the CEO soak, text in soak to 850 347-1620. Light up those lines.
We got a pledge now. If I do it, they're going to have to support me.
There you go.
All right. Well, it is a fun event for a great cause. So I hope our listeners will get out there and just see what's happening. And then you go to Bands on the Beach after. It's just a great, it's a fun evening.
It's going
to
be enjoyable.
And for a great cause. Yeah. But thank you, Sonny's Barbecue. Absolutely. Thank you, Eldon, for supporting this and being one of the Sokies. I want to come and see you get soaked. That's kind of what I want to see.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited about that. See how the hat
see the
works.
Hat. Mm-hmm. See how the hat mm-hmm. with the blast to the face.
See how that works. Oh, somebody's calling. Okay,
there
okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Well, appreciate you coming on, Jeff, today. Looking forward to it and helping to, you know, support the cause a little bit more. It's going to be a great time. Appreciate you, Meg, all the listeners for always listening to the Always Sunny Show. Love seeing y'all out in the community.
Yes.
When y'all tell me, hey, I heard you on the radio.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. It's a great time always, and appreciate y'all. Y'all come see us at Sonny's Barbecue, and y'all have a great week. Remember to cue the kindness.
That's it. That's it. Thank you so much, our Chief Kindness Officer, Eldon Scott. Thank you, Jeff Elbert with ALS Foundation. Don't miss the Soak on Tuesday. We'll be back with Pep Talk.